I'm Daniel Gillum from Classical 90.5, and with me is Erin Keene, the arts and humanities reporter for WFPL News, and she's here for Arts Break, a special online-only edition. So who knows what will happen in this digital space.
Good morning.
Good morning, and let's begin with what I see is Leonard Bernstein's very famous West Side Story.
Yeah, West Side Story is on tour. The Broadway series has it up at the Kentucky Center in Whitney Hall this week through Sunday. I saw the production last night, and you know, West Side Story is one of those shows that gets retooled and reworked, and everyone's kind of seeing the high school and college productions ad nauseum, but it's really pretty amazing to see the original Jerome Robbins choreography, mm-hmm. and to really see like what a dance-driven musical mm-hmm. this is. And it's kind of startling to see too, because really like it's such a groundbreaking musical, and, yeah. and to kind of see like where we are now with musicals versus where we were then. But I mean, it's such a powerhouse. So Jerome Robbins choreography, Leonard Bernstein's score, Stephen Sondheim's lyrics, mm-hmm. and then, you know, a foundational story from Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I think that the most interesting thing about seeing West Side Story is that it forces you to sort of abandon any notions of postmodern irony.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you really have to sort of dial yourself in the way back machine to a point in time when calling someone daddy-o was perhaps a mark of respect and
yeah.
not just something super goofy and kind of nerdy.
Mm-hmm. And is the singing strong? Is the acting strong?
Yeah, I believe, and I'm checking on confirmation for this, but from the bios, it's a non-equity tour.
Okay.
So the performers seem a little younger than most of the touring Broadway shows do, which, you know, kind of works since they are supposed to be juvenile delinquents, mm-hmm. as it were.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, some of the, there were a lot of understudies that went on Tuesday night. So I guess it depends on which cast that you get. But the actress who plays Anita, who is the Rita Moreno character in the
mm-hmm.
film
mm-hmm.
adaptation, is amazing. Absolutely mm. amazing. Like, she's worth the price of admission alone.
Good. Well, West Side Story, I love that.
Yeah.
Love that musical. It's so good. All right, what's next?
Well, this is kind of an interesting little play. It's it's called The Gardeners. It's a one-act robot memory play by Rachel White, who's a young playwright here in town. And I've heard readings of some of Rachel's work and seen a little bit of her 10-minute play work. And she's a really interesting writer. So this is a play about a robot tomato gardener who tells stories of a life of abandonment and loss amidst a chaotic family of plugged-in humans.
Hmm.
A robotic tomato gardener.
Yeah, well, you know,
yeah.
Of course.
So this is at the Tim Faulkner Gallery. It's happening this Saturday. There's performances at 7:30 and at 8. It's a one act, so they're just going to run it back to back. It's free, and it combines theater, sculpture, and music. It's described as a dark art house comedy sci-fi fable of our present state of virtual connectedness.
It's amazing what they come up with
yeah.
these days.
So I'm kind of excited. I'm pretty yeah. excited about The Gardeners, a one-act robot memory play.
So what is a robot memory play? Is it just what they're calling this?
Well, I think about memory plays like, you know, The Glass Menagerie being one of the famous ones, and Tennessee Williams having that sort of establishment of this is a memory play. So things are, mm-hmm. you know, we're basically looking backward, but the cast are, you know, the characters are robots. So what is that?
What does it, that mean?
Yeah. What does that do to, you know, when you think about memory and electronics and,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there's probably some other interesting angles
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
yeah. Very cool.
And there's gardening.
All
tomato
right.
gardening, which I think everyone at this point in May is interested in.
I can't wait for the tomatoes.
Right. So speaking of gardening,
okay.
it brings us to our third event. This is a little out of town, but still definitely within our listening area. So if Saturday shapes up to be a beautiful day,
mm-hmm.
Hidden Hill Nursery and Sculpture Garden in Utica, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. That's Bob Hill's
place.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. 8 acres, and it is a, you know, it is a nursery, but it is also a sculpture garden, and they're having an event called Gardens Art. And so they're going to have about a dozen sculptors on hand and talking about their work.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Cunningham has some pieces, elegantly stacked limestone sculptures that are sort of scattered across the 8 acres. And at 2 p.m., they're going to be unveiling a 15-foot chainsaw carving stained in blue, burgundy, and chocolate by sculptor Joe Autry. So chainsaw carving is pretty hot these days.
Mm-hmm.
Gives things a nice, natural sort of a farm-hewn edge
yeah.
to it. So if you are thinking about outdoor arts activities instead of sitting inside a dark theater this weekend.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, yeah. Head on up to Utica.
Good. Well, Erin Keene, thanks as always for your insight and suggestions for the weekend.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.